Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, December 14th. Members of the local Ontario Green Party Riding Association are set to announce their candidate for the next provincial election. Members of the Bruce Gray Owen Sound Green Party Constituency Association are set to nominate their candidate on Monday evening at the Harmony Centre in Owen Sound. There are two candidates, Natasha Akawenzi and Joel Lowhead. Ontario Green Party leader and MPP for Guelph Mike Schreiner will be there for the announcement. Meanwhile, Bruce Gray Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers announced in September he will not be running for the seat again. The local PC Riding Association is having a meeting on January 18th to nominate the candidate. Bruce Power has agreed to a partnership with Toronto's professional women's hockey team. The Power Company is now an official partner of the Toronto Scepters. The agreement covers this season and next season, and the company will be featured during the Scepters games. The aim of the partnership is to support young players and provide opportunities for local youth to get involved. Chief Operating Officer and Executive Vice President James Gognac says that hockey is a big part of our community, and they're thrilled to be helping the Scepters promote women's hockey. On to national news, Premier Doug Ford is standing beyond his threat to stop providing the U.S. with electricity in response to President-elect Donald Trump's promised tariffs, even as several other premiers publicly distanced themselves from the stance. According to media reports, Ford said that Ontario is prepared to cut off electricity that is currently powering 1.5 million homes in New York, Michigan, and Minnesota, but only as a last resort. Since first floating the idea on Wednesday, several other premiers have come out and said they will not be following suit, including Danielle Smith in Alberta and François Legault in Quebec. The Canada Post strike could end as early as next week. According to media reports, Labour Minister Stephen MacKinnon says he believes negotiations are not working and that it will be up to the Canada Industrial Relations Board to decide if it agrees. If it does, it will force staff to resume work. Postal workers began their strike 4 weeks ago, halting mail and package deliveries across the country. If they're forced to resume, staff will continue to work under the current collective agreement until May 22, 2025. The union has denounced the move, calling an assault on its bargaining rights. And the ruling BC NDP has announced a cooperation agreement with the BC Green Party that Premier David Eby says will strengthen the stability of government and help deliver on the priorities of British Columbians. According to media reports, called the 2024 Cooperation and Responsible Government Accord, the document outlines a list of priorities agreed upon by the parties, including healthcare, affordable housing, and the economy. The term of the deal is 4 years to be renewed annually. The agreement was announced on Friday. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack lost to Sarnia last night. Matt Hermes has more.
Jack O'Brien scored a key goal with 2.2 seconds left in the second period as the Sarnia Sting went on to beat the Attack 5-2. Sarnia jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first and never trailed in the game. They ended an 8-game losing streak. Landon Hookey and Pierce Bowie scored for the Attack, who wrap up their road trip tonight in Flint. You can hear the Attack take on the Firebirds live, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30 this evening on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. Matt Hermes, Sarnia.
Meanwhile, in the PJHL, Mount Forest beat Walkerton 2-1, and Kincardine beat Wingham 5-1. And in the NHL, Ottawa beat Carolina 3-0. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.